مسیحی اون کتاب رو
جورج جورداک who was a Christian scholar compiled the 5-volume book The Voice of Human Justice.
And now let's listen to George Jordak, who himself talks about
انه الامام علي مرجع للانسان المظلوم مرجع لكل انسان بيريد الحياه.
Even then, look at the sense of justice and adl of Amir al-Mu'mineen. He indeed is the embodiment of justice and fairness.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and I am Brother Mehdi. Today, we want to talk about the great personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear listeners, one of the famous and knowledgeable non-Muslim scholars who was interested in the historical biography of Imam Ali was George Jordak, a Lebanese Christian who authored the profound book on Imam Ali's biography, The Voice of Human Justice. In this book, Imam Ali is portrayed as the most distinguished and perfect personality of Islam only after Prophet Muhammad. George Jordak states that Imam Ali's entire life, from beginning to end, from the Kaaba to the Masjid, is the life of a hard struggle, constant struggle, for the protection, safety, advancement of pure Muhammadan Islam and society as a whole. Mr. Jordak writes that although Imam Ali was born in the Arabian Peninsula, his persona is not meant just for Arabia, but rather he is indeed the universal man, a role model for the whole world, society, and individuals alike. Mr. Jordak further states that the championship and the valor and the bravery of Imam Ali, his eloquence and his greatness was not confined just to the battlefield, but rather Imam Ali was also matchless in the matters of faith, certitude, piety, patience, purity, eloquence, courage, wisdom, knowledge, help for the deprived and the oppressed, as well as support for truth and justice. So much so that even after the passage of more than 1400 years, Imam Ali's wonderful achievements, his words, his stance in his life are all a beacon of light to guide us and extremely useful for making all of our individual and societal needs fulfilled. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by sunnis shias and even non-muslims
جورج جورداق مسیحی اون کتاب رو نوشته پنجل و افراد
For example, George Jordak, who was a Christian scholar, compiled the 5-volume book The Voice of Human Justice about Imam Ali. There are many Sunni scholars who wrote about Imam Ali's virtue during history. However, George Jordak is a Christian who wrote passionately about Imam Ali. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسه در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
کل صبح و کل شب تبک عینی به دمع مشتاقی قد لسعت حیت الهوا کبدی فلا تبی و لها و لا راقی.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother. Now, George Jordak writes in his beautiful book, Imam Ali began keeping Quraysh under strict observation, lest they might create disturbances. Of course, this action on Imam Ali's part was perfectly correct and based on farsightedness and prudence. Imam Ali began removing Uthman's governors from office one by one. There was no question of retaining any of them and dismissing others because they were all alike in the matter of corruption, oppression, and disrespect for the Islamic law. George Jordak writes, it was because of the oppression and corruption that unrest took place in various parts of the Islamic territories, as a consequence of which Uthman had to lose his life. Now, George Jordak writes, Imam Ali did not agree to allow these people to continue in their offices, even for a short period of time, because truth and falsehood cannot go together, and tyranny, injustice, and corruption cannot be eliminated unless the root cause of these evils is removed. Ibn Abbas and many others suggested to Imam Ali to allow the former governors to occupy their position till Imam's government was firmly established. But Imam Ali did not agree to resort to political contrivances or to strengthen his government by pleasing the self-seekers, the selfish, and the sinners. Imam Ali, on the contrary, George Jordak writes, relied upon his responsibilities, reason and sword, and remained steadfast in his determination to eradicate all evils. Syria was Imam Ali's greatest worry. And so George Jordak finally writes, we have mentioned in our pages the opinions which Imam Ali held about Muawiyah. And so Imam Ali decided to remove Muawiyah from the governorship, and Muawiyah was adamant that he would not take the oath of allegiance to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali, the first and greatest disciple of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, in the words of George Jordak.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and it's an honor to be invited by Brother Mehdi to this program. Today we're going to listen to George Jordak, who's going to recite the poem of his brother Fuad about Imam Ali. Let's listen to it.
كلما بي عارض الخطب ألم وصماني من عنى الدهر ألم رحت أشكو لعلي علتي وعلي ملجأ من كل هم.
When the life becomes difficult for me and the hardships come towards me, I go to Imam Ali because he is the asylum for the people in pain.
وأنادي الحق في أعلامه وعلي علم الحق الأشم.
I call Ali the herald of justice because he is the best flag bearer of justice.
كلما عذب بالجور فتن ودعاه في دجى الخطب نجم.
When the injustice falls upon somebody, they take asylum in Imam Ali.
فهو للظالم رعد قاصف وهو للمظلوم فينا معتصم.
Ali is the one who attacks the oppressor like a thunder. He is like a stronghold for the oppressed ones.
وهو للعدل حما قد صانه خلق فذ وسيف وقلم.
Ali safeguards justice, and he is the protector of sword and pen through his precious morality.
من لأوطان بها العسف طغى ولأرض فوقها الفقر جثم.
Who upraised against the lands full of injustice and poverty? Ali.
غير نهج عادل في حكمه يرفع الحيف إذا الحيف حكم.
He was just in his judgment, and he uprooted injustice wherever it was.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi talks about the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
It must have been very important for Ali to make wasiyyat and address it to all. This was not the normal wasiyyat that a person makes about himself and his family and what is to be done with my estate after I pass away. This is a wasiyyat which has been included in Nahj al-Balagha by Sayyid Razi in the third section of the book, part of, you know, the short sayings. This is number 47. And there he mentions advices for us. Finally, he addresses his own family. And he says to them, he says, Ya Bani Abd al-Muttalib, the entire, you know, Bani Abd al-Muttalib family. He says, I don't want you. If I pass away, remember, do not go and hurt anyone. Do not say, قُتِلَ عَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Sometimes it happens. Those who are close to the leader, you know, when the leader is assassinated, they are, you know, emotions take over. And this is where Ali, even at that moment, is thinking about the person who attacked him. He says, أَلَا لَا يُقْتَلُنَّ بِي إِلَّا قَاتِلِي فَانْظُرُوا. He says, if you have to kill after I die, you only can kill, according to the Islamic laws, the person who killed me. No one else. فَانْظُرُوا إِذَا أَنَا أَمُتُّ مِنْ ضَرَبَتْهِ هَذِهِ. And even when you take revenge from Ibn Muljim, he says, see, if I die because of his zarbat, his striking of the sword on me, then remember, فَضْرِبُوهُ ضَرْبَةً بِضَرْبَةٍ. You only have a right to strike him only once, because he struck me only once. Zarbat with zarbat. And then he says something, وَلَا يُمَثَّلْ بِالرَّجُلِ. And do not mutilate his body. Do not disgrace his body, because I've heard the Prophet saying, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْمُصْلَى وَلَوْ بِالْكَلْبِ الْأَقُورِ. He says, I forbid you, the Prophet said, I forbid you from mutilation of a body, even of a rabid dog.
Ali Imam Manasto Manam Gulam Ali Ali
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.